Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Listeners,
Paul's just been chastised when he started. Because every time I listen back to these podcasts, I find clanging and banging and fucking knocking and ricketing and on the
scratching
audio.
Scratching and snoring.
So he had a bag with him and said, what's in the bag? And he said, concurrent activities. So he's had them confiscated. So hopefully you don't hear too much fucking clanging and banging in this one.
No.
Oh. And Paul's under a bit of a time limit. So we better crack straight on with Paul's World, because that's where we start.
Well, what's the podcast about?
Oh, yeah, it's the Triwiz.
Yeah.
As always, we do the Triwiz twice a year.
Yeah.
So two event reports from those. Unfortunately, Paul couldn't make this one.
Yeah, so big news of this one was, sadly, after the last recording, one of Hannah's uncles died of ME, and it wasn't unexpected, but then the funeral fell on the same day as the event. And I thought, I still might be able to go because will Hannah want our eldest there? Like, well, I'll stay home with her and then I can... And my parents have been dying for a reason to babysit. I can, like, sort all this out still.
So was the actual internment on a Saturday?
No.
It was a service.
So the internment happened, I think, the day before.
It did seem very... Out of the ordinary.
So, sadly, I didn't get to go to this event, and I instead was the plus one at a funeral holding on to my daughter. But what can you say?
Life gets in the way sometimes.
Or death. Hazel, she didn't know what was going on. I mean, it was nice to obviously interact with all the family afterwards, but there you go. I was snookered.
You may not have been there, but your demons were there.
I was there in spirit.
The least they could do was take out your demons and give them a run out. So we were. I took demons.
Yeah.
So. Not very many black gate demons, to be honest. Just some swarms and some dog
dragons. I've done the ones you've given me. What do you want me to do?
That's all that's available.
Yeah.
We're not using tokens, so you had some Slaanesh to fill in.
Yes, yeah.
And some space robots as...
I needed a unit to test this, because I played a couple of games with demons, before when I thought I was still attending.
And lost them all.
Yeah, and I'll talk about the one against Sherman, and I tried out a unit of demonic beasts, and I really liked them, and I found that if I put my, Terracore as a character... in that unit as well.
Just for all we can. Which happens to be your general, by the way.
Yeah, of course. That really makes a powerful unit. Hits so hard. The Demonic Beast is the most heaviest unit in the Demonic list, because it's got four hits each. Nothing's got four up on the save, only the Great Demon. But you wouldn't... There's only one stand, so you wouldn't risk a character in there, because he's too easily to get it.
Yeah, he's 500 points.
So you've only got eight wounds... No, is that right? Eight wounds to lose compared to 12 of the beasts. And with a 5-up armor save and terror, getting 12 wounds over two rounds of combat is quite hard to achieve, unless you get totally overwhelmed.
Well, maybe more than two rounds if you attack on your turn, because then you'll be locked in for the following.
Well, if that unit charges, it's unlikely to lose against what it's
charging. Well, they're like Rhinox Riders.
Yeah.
They're the same as Rhinox. Yeah. In fact, seven attacks
will charge. Because they're monsters, you can't give a magic item. If I could, I would.
See, Rhinox Riders are better than them, aren't they? Because they're the same profile, but they're cavalry rather than they're monsters, so you can give them shit if you want to.
Yeah.
And they're the same point, it's 220.
Are they immune to terror?
Rhinox Riders.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance they may be.
Yeah. So anyway, my standing unit is a unit of two types of epic, 40k
models.
Juggernauts of Khorne and Slaanesh Warriors. So basically, little space marines riding a demonic beast and two demonic beasts, and it's like. Doesn't really look right, but it did for
it wasn't anything else.
It wasn't anything else. It did the job for the moment. They're way too small compared, like, they should be big things, like, but never mind.
Right, so what do you want to talk about in Paul's world today?
So I played a game of, the only game I've played is a game of Warmaster against Sherwin, since we last recorded, where I, yeah, was another practice game for Demons. I had two practice games in the run-up to the event I thought I was attending. And the second one, the big story of that was against Albion, and I took my Demonic Beast unit tryout, and I really liked that Azzy thing, so that's what I was going to use going into the Triwiz, was that build. You know, but yeah, and
actually, well, your list here, if you want to tell them.
Yeah. So the list I would have taken, yeah, and this, and you've got to remember, this is the models that are available. I've made available. It isn't the list I would choose if I had the whole army.
Yeah, I made you paint some harpies for me. Yeah. In the week of the event, yeah. So I actually had some flyers.
Yeah. So I would have taken 6 demonic hordes, 2 demon swarms, 2 demon cavalry. 3 demon hounds, a demon beasts unit, 1 greater demon, then a demonic overlord with demonic wings, favor of gods, and a sword of fate, a demonic lord hero. I don't know why they're called a lord hero, but they hit demonic hero, demon hero, and 2 demon sorcerers. And the
so who's your fighting character? The general.
My general,
because you're a fucking madman.
Yeah. Because he looks. I mean, some of that is the models that's available, and also fitting the rules to the models that they have. Like this cool looking demon prince model is definitely the hero. He's definitely the general, isn't he?
He's my hero.
Yeah, but like I'm about to say, he should definitely be the general.
Without giving too much about the game, I did commit him to fighting, otherwise what's the point in having him?
Yeah.
And I did lose him in at least one game.
Yeah,
so that would have been the game gone.
Yeah, it would have been. But you wouldn't have lost him if he'd committed the general, if he was a general. Because the extra attack would have won the fight.
The unit won its round combat, and then in the following turn, I couldn't keep it alive.
Yeah, but that extra attack you were dinging.
So anyway,
what I found with this list that I played in against Sherwin is swarms. Can they support?
Yes.
You sure?
There's no rule saying they can't.
Right. Okay. So I wasn't. I assumed they could, but I didn't. I had a thought after the game. I don't know whether they could or not. Yeah.
I think one of the issues I found the other day was that the army builder, which I used to build the list, hasn't got the latest versions of all the rules from the list.
Oh, okay, right.
So that caused some confusion for me more than anybody else.
Oh, okay, right.
Because there were 2 confusion tables, 2 instability tables running around.
Oh, I see. Oh, right.
And the one on the normal sheet is bad enough.
Yeah, I used the one from the rule book. Like,
the list builder?
Not the list builder, no.
Oh, yeah, the one that's even worse, isn't it?
Yeah, 2 and 3, you
get confused.
Yeah.
Shit.
So
I was using this for most of the game, both for the first game, which I lost.
Is this right or wrong, this one?
It's wrong. Where's it right from?
Well, no, it's in the it's there.
Oh, you've printed that off the off the rule book.
Yeah.
Not off the list builder.
No, not off the list builder.
Yeah. So that's right. Mm-hmm. So say on that about swarms. So you've got the buttons.
They can support. Right.
It doesn't say anything.
Anyway, but I found the swarms. Like, they're there to absorb shooting.
Cannibals
and things. But if the opponent army doesn't have that, they're a bit of a liability. I found them like, ooh, I don't want to lose these. Because my break's so tiny at 8. I was like, I don't want to lose these swarms cheaply.
It was an interesting bit in game 2.
Yeah.
When my opponent finally realised, stop shooting them and just charge them. They just ran over them.
Because of that.
Because of shit.
So in the tale of Sherwin's game is he had gone for a very lot of chance of chariots, dogs.
Why chariots and dogs?
And he was trying out a unit of light cavalry for the Albion list. So loads of mounted stuff, and I didn't have as much cavalry to contest. So he got the initial charges in, did pretty well. As I remember the dice, there were some good results. Then I countered quite strongly. And then he attrition me amazingly. I didn't have the attrition to peace trade well, but I did have. But that game taught me that demonic beast, massive tick. I found a good use for the demonic greater demon. He was doing work. He didn't die. So
he's got to do a lot of work.
Yeah, he got to do a lot of work, but he was doing work. I was pretty content with it. It was in as a learning game, and I'd have happily. But I say Barry in the meantime to that got me to paint up a quick unit of harpies to count as flyers, and I probably would have fitted them in some way. I guess I would have taken out one of the hounds units and have flyers instead.
Well, mm-hmm. That's quite, yeah, well, I wouldn't. But,
Anyway, and the other thing, I've been doing lots of, I've really, really enjoyed my painting recently.
Of course, yeah.
Because doing this demon, so this demon army was done with contrast paint.
Red
contrast paint.
Which is, surely they should be blue.
Oh yeah, there's a signature blue, aren't they?
Yeah, but surely Paul... demons should be blue. I mean, everything you paint is blue,
weird,
isn't it?
Yeah. So anyway, I was trying out contrast paint, and I have to say, like, it's good. It's like, you spray the model, you prime the model with a white. Like I used Wraithbone. They've done two sprays which they say are good for contrast paint. A lighter one and a slightly darker one.
More expensive than the regular.
No, but I don't know. Wouldn't normal white do? I don't know, anyway. Yeah, like.
Of course it would.
So they made their products for. So they were primed white scar and then given. And I found. And then the models needed two coats of the contrast paint because the first coat doesn't always catch everything. There was always some you'd missed.
Right.
And the second coat. So you do get a look which is darker than the first coat because you're putting the second coat when it's dry, mm-hmm. and the paint takes longer to dry, but what the massive plus points for it are that it's zero skill needed to do it.
Well, that's a plus for me.
And it achieves a look that is not bad, I don't think. I mean, and one that it can be easily repeated again and again and again. You know, so you could smash out armies with this stuff. Really simple. Now, demons obviously lend themselves well to that because they're probably one colour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you can make them look... You know, they're not,
all season
like,
weather.
Like, I think doing, like, a colourful Bretonian army, no. You know, like, so if you're saying contrast is... There's two ways of painting, contrast or classic. I think some armies you're going to have to paint classic because you're not saving any time doing contrast. And if you're not saving time, what's the point in doing contrast painting?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it's... Let's say, I could paint a look better... But it would take a lot longer to do. Because you'd have to ink it, and then you want to dry brush it. And with contrast paint, you don't need to do any of that. It's just...
Boosh.
And if you're happy with the look it gives, there you go.
Job's good.
Yeah. So for demons, massive plus one, plus for that. Anyway, but I'm really so after doing that low skill, like, painting... Oh, I haven't got the photos to show you, because I turned my phone off. But I've been doing a Lord of the Rings project and doing the Fellowship of the Ring. Yeah. And just really enjoying, because they're all lovely character models.
Yeah.
And just taking my time and.
So, Bill the Pony, is that the real Bill?
No. The real Bill is like, very expensive and rare, but he's just a pony with some packs on him. So. Proxy Bill. But I finished off Gandalf last night, foot and mounted. So, yeah, it's just cool. It's just like it. Because they're all individual characters. You don't mind doing a bit of blending and, like, mix, you know, stuff that you wouldn't do for a batch painting an army because it's single models. Like, I'm going to do Boromir next, you know, and I'm like, right, how should I? And then putting lots of, like, nice little tufts and things on the bases and things, which you wouldn't do for a whole army.
No. Nice.
So, I mean, enjoy.
I haven't really been doing much. I played this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really play any games in the warm-up. I think I talked about the one game I had against Phil. He had his Bretonian shitty build.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. I made the club on Wednesday since then.
Are you at the club tonight?
No.
Oh,
we've got a German exchange student, busy running around.
It's worth mentioning, because I said I'd say it on the podcast, so tonight I have the first round of the new Blood Bowl that Andrew and Darren...
Bullshit!
Now, like, you will remember.
Keep it short. We've got a podcast.
Yeah,
we've got
to keep it short.
We'll get into this.
I'm just saying, like, so it's not madness as in doing the same thing again.
Bullshit.
Like, because it was fast.
Bullshit.
Because
people conceded semi-finals.
Because of the length of the game. And the reason they were doing that is because how miserable some of the games were.
If you play 10 matches to get to the knockouts and then can't play the knockouts because you don't want to play the games.
Yeah.
Then there's something wrong.
Well,
and as far as I can see, the same names are in the fucking hat.
Well, no, there's a lot of different names, actually.
I'm not saying those.
Between then and now, Blood Bowl has got a lot of more stuff out for it.
Amber, shut up.
And, you know, they're using... There's a lot more like fluff. What's the wrong? The core game's the same.
Of course,
but there's now rules for which stadium you're in. Are the refs special? Special play cards.
These will all speed the game up. All of these things lead for a quick 2 minutes.
But what I'm going to do is that I am bringing a death clock along.
Of course, right.
And I am playing my turns on 4 minutes.
You did this last time, sir. And you've done this at tournaments, it makes no difference.
Well,
you can take your whole game, can be half an hour if you want, but if I'm going to take 4.5 hours to play my game.
Well, that's, I mean.
What, you're going to shoot yourself? Resign?
Well, it might highlight the worst success of some people.
You don't need to highlight, it's already playing your fucking obvious. It happened how many years ago? 3-4 years ago? And then, Blood Bowl was fake, it was taken outside, and the old fucking rancid dog, it was, and behind the fucking woodshed and shot. Because nobody would cut fucking fucking more.
Like, to be honest, to claim, this is Blood Bowl, this is CBDL 9. Like, the winner, like, there's no pride in saying that you won CBBL 8.
Or 7. 7 was pretty positive.
Yeah, like, they were not good. Like, but I'm with, like, I think, I'm hoping that this time around it is different because there's a lot of cool extra stuff that's been.
That's going to speed the game up.
There's things that, like,
which way the pitch rolls. And
yeah, that's fun!
So, I reckon the definition of madness is doing the same thing again and expecting it to come out differently.
It's not the same thing.
So I tell you now, if the semi-finals and quarter-finals end up like they were last year, people are just going to fucking concede again.
But they've done the format's a little different. So there's 14 players. The top 8 will go to a 3-round tournament.
Tournament?
Yeah.
So it's not a knockout?
No.
It's like a... Oh.
No, that's it. So they will... So once... Everyone's played everybody. The top 8 players will be in a 1-day, 3-round tournament.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think given everything of what was going on.
Not a weekend commitment.
No, given everything that has gone before, to everything, like, to where. I have to say, like, okay, Darren and Andrew have done. They've done the right, like, the right choices. Yeah, you know, like, as in opening up to, like, have all these crazy zaniness that is Blood Bowl. And yeah, it should be quite fun. I mean, like, I've got my eyes on hiring a Skaven warlock engineer.
It's good because I had literally no interest. I couldn't. I would have more interest playing Age of Sigmar, in all honesty.
Right, fair enough. Yeah.
That's how little interest I had of playing it. So it's crack on. While you're cracking on, I'll be hopefully eBaying my stuff before the next edition comes out. Because I'm a little bit scared about the next edition.
Oh, Blood Bowl.
Yeah, because it doesn't. They haven't been overly faithful in the reboots of late.
No.
So, and it wouldn't take a lot to make virtually everything I own, which is a few £100 worth of dice and fucking teeth.
Oh, mate, NAF dice are worth loads of money.
Yeah, now?
Yeah.
What if they change them?
Mate, sell your NAF dice.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, literally, like, they're worth more than, like, the ridiculous amount.
Yeah, that's what I said. I've got, like, 10 sets of NAF.
Then you should sell them.
And I've even got 3 sets of the original black ones,
that's
which are 50 quid each.
That's £200.
In dice?
Yeah, in dice.
And what if they change the dice?
Well, then they're worth nothing.
Exactly. So you got sometimes you got nowhere to hold them, nowhere to fold them. I'm going to get out, but I'm going to be sad selling my painted teams because some of them I did actually paint back when I painted.
Okay.
Even skating.
But they won't be the most recent ones, will they?
It was all metal stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, the latest edition of teams they've done, the plastic teams, they all look really good.
Yeah, they look fucking giant, sir.
Yeah, because they've changed
their fucking 32mm heroic scale. The fucking, you've got a Saurus, and next to it you've got a fucking wood elf that's 50% bigger than the fucking Saurus.
Well, that's because you're using old stuff.
But that was the scale. Before they all got roided up. Giant fucking wood elves. God damn you. But I'm sure they look lovely, and I'm sure when the ball's bigger, and the men are bigger, and the fucking dice are bigger.
But what's made this really good is GW put out a thing called a Blood Bowl Coaches Compendium set, which is basically a starter set for people that know how to play Blood Bowl, that have Blood Bowl already.
Right.
So you don't need to buy the two-player, like the standard box game.
The zombie box games.
But no, you know, like Humans and Orcs, like the latest edition of the game. Like, you know, they've done a compendium set which had the handbook, which had all the rules, like, from amalgamated into it, tokens that you need, everything. Yeah, like, and it's like, yeah.
And that's all out on day one, and now you've got it. Because I'll just say the scalping going on over like dice, it just makes me fucking laugh. People trying to flog dicing cards, like a set of fucking cards, £50. It's like, come on, man.
Well, Lord of the Rings cards are pretty, like. I mean, it makes you wonder, like, why did GW, like, everything sells out of that is so fast. But, like, are they just happy to make sure they sell everything and print less? Like, or than risk printing more?
It's an interesting retail discussion.
Yeah. Because they go so fast.
Yeah, but that's because they're limited.
Mm. Yeah.
If they were unlimited, would they go?
I don't know.
If you knew you could take a month and then buy them, would you buy them?
I don't know.
And if you could take a month and then buy them, would you buy 10 of them? As scalpers no doubt do.
I don't know.
So for GW, they print as many as they want. Yeah. They're all gone within fucking 10 minutes.
They are. Yeah.
Job done. Move on to the next.
They're, like, they're sold out online the same morning they released. Yeah.
And we've talked about people going nuts, but you see people try to, you know, like coming onto Facebook forums and saying, anybody want to buy these for 50 quid? I ignore it because it would be, you know, you shouldn't really be going on Facebook. Like opening yourself up to like trade accounts and trying to scalp people. Go on to eBay if you want to do that anonymously. But
attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today. Soft foam, hard cases.
So TriWiz 2019.
Yeah.
The Jammers edition. Because Jim wasn't there.
No, he wasn't. Was he there in the evening?
I wasn't there in the evening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had to come back. Mm-hmm. I took demons.
Yes.
It obviously wasn't an optimal list. I'll say that straight away. Because there were things in here that in your box I would never use, like the fucking £300 dragon prince.
£300 points. Demon, greater demon.
I'm trying to think in what
he's amazing
scenario can he possibly get me 300 points worth of value? How on earth is he killing on his own 300 points worth of stuff?
It's difficult.
It's like, I was thinking, right, send him into the front of a unit of cannons, he might lose.
Yeah, he might. But he might win.
Yeah, I'll tell you a story about that. So my list was 6 Demon Horde. Now, I would obviously take more than that.
That's what we
had. Four Swarm, because they're the cheapest thing we can do.
And that's all I had.
And they have some utility, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Two Cavalry.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have more than two?
No.
No, so that's what we had. Four Hands,
yep.
So that's what we had.
That's what we had.
A beast,
yes.
Space beast.
Space beasts.
We had to find some.
Did anyone give you any shit about that?
I don't think they even noticed. Or if they did, they didn't say anything. One demon flyers.
Yeah.
Rush job.
Yeah.
We had a demon overlord wizard scroll of dispel.
Mm-hmm.
We had a fighty demon lord hero,
mm-hmm.
favor of the gods and sword of might, and two sorcerers.
So a general, a one wizard, and one hero.
No, two wizards.
Two wizards.
And a hero, fighty hero.
Fighty hero. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Scout 3 from the Flyers.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Break of 9.
Yep.
18 units.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it's the instability table that's wrong, so I only realised after game 1, which was lucky I lost game 1, to be honest, because I wasn't using the right table.
It hasn't got an option on it.
It hasn't got 2 and 3.
Yeah, it hasn't got 2 and 3. Yeah.
Because it was bad enough.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this was bad enough. Right, so game 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was a bit bizarre. I'm not saying it was right or wrong or anything, but the first two rounds were pre-drawn.
Yeah, that's a weird format.
So,
because how many players were there?
14. 14.
So you're not going to have an absolute winner, because there'll be more than one person who's won all their games.
I don't think anybody won all their games, to be honest.
Oh, right, okay.
Or certainly not got all maximum points, because it was like a different...
They have strange ideas on formats.
So like, the first two rounds were drawn, so I didn't know my opponents, but they were already predetermined.
Right.
And then the final round was Swiss.
Yeah. But,
first round was against Ross.
Right.
Who just happened to be the winner.
Yeah. So you can't have won that.
I can't have won that. So you've got his list down there.
Yes,
I wrote it down as I went along.
Yeah. So this gives away the
Should we just quickly read out the results?
No, you can say that Ross won.
Okay. Because I played so, Ross won with an Orc and Goblin list.
So what was his build?
Four Orc Warriors.
Minimum.
Four Goblins.
Minimum.
Two Wolf Riders.
Utility.
Two Stone Throwers. Eight Boar Riders.
Just the eight.
Eight. Then a General, and then two Heroes and Wyverns, one with Might and one with Fate, and two Goblin Shaman.
That's it. Blunt Force Trauma, sir.
Let's just count his break there. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 20, 10.
Yeah, because I did make a rough note of what he had on the day. Right, so, this game. So he didn't contest scouting because he's not interested. So I win scouting, I deploy the flyers, he deploys his army, I deploy my army. He has a unit of artillery.
Yeah.
So
that can't stand a shoot.
Can't stand a shoot. So this is
right for the picking.
A rare occasion.
Send that great demon in.
No great demon. Rare occasion that my ship-based flyers are actually going to get something.
Yes. Yeah.
If he doesn't work hard to protect them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he senses. The only thing that really is there to protect them, the Wolf Riders.
Wolf Riders, yeah.
He sends them on a flank.
Right, okay.
So he sends Wolf Riders off on a flank with a fighty hero, both wizards.
Right.
So turn one, I push forward. Turn two, he moves forward, doesn't get to shoot anything. He might get to shoot a swarm, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're there to do. Because they literally do not get driven back. And if I lose a stand, bring it back.
Yeah.
So it's like fucking completely irrelevant.
Shoot away
all you want.
Yeah.
Turn two, I get the drop on the fucking stone throwers.
Yeah.
So I go for them.
Yep.
And then I need a 8-7 to get all three heroes pushed into the Wolf Riders and then hit the Wolf Riders with three units of two dogs and a
That would have been a game turner.
Oh yeah, he lost all his fucking
So he'd have lost three of his five characters.
Yeah, and his Wolf Riders. And four.
No, sorry, he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, three of his five characters. Shame he didn't do it then. I guess he didn't do it.
I got 8, and then the 7 didn't go off. Obviously, you're never going to be better than 8-7 unless it's your general.
Yeah.
So that was unfortunate.
Yeah.
Didn't get them there. And the fucking stupid, shit based fucking
Harpies,
because they're shit based.
Yeah.
Lost to the fucking stone throwers. Lost.
Were they supporting? Was something inside the support of it?
No.
So how did they lose?
Because they get the fucking attacks back, don't they? They get more
attacks. One attack back.
Yeah.
So you attack back with two attacks?
They beat me. I fucking flipped all my attacks.
Hang on. So your unit of Harpies attacks two stone throwers.
Yeah.
So you've at least got two stands.
Well, you attack one, don't you, and then click the other
one. So you've got two stands. So you roll 8 dice.
Think there was something funky going on.
He rolls back.
I don't think I could fit them both in. I think it was 4 dice because I could only get one stand in because he wasn't attached to a brigade, but because of the shit basing, I couldn't fit the second base.
Hang on.
So if you're next to something.
How have you physically done that?
No, the second base couldn't because there was something over here. There was something else here.
There was what?
Like a brigade of infantry here.
Ah!
I couldn't get the second base in.
Right,
because they're shitty base.
But you couldn't go.
But he wasn't touching it.
But you couldn't go the other side.
No, because it was like you couldn't fit the base there, so the base could only fit here. Basically, there was only one I could get in because of the stupid fucking lengthways basing.
It's clever basing.
Well, it's completely accidental.
Clever positioning.
Well, it's completely accidental.
Right,
but
so you rolled four dice against two
and lost,
and you got an armor save. He doesn't.
I got 5 up on me.
Yeah, and you lost.
Yeah. And if I'd have won, then both of them gone.
You should have committed a character into there.
No, because if I lost...
you should have lost in the first place. Yeah.
I didn't anticipate losing, I've got to be honest.
Yeah.
Because any win, any push,
they're gone. Yeah, they're gone. Yeah.
I don't have to do 6 wounds, I just have to do 1 wound.
1 wound.
And he can do none. Yeah. But anyway, so that bounced. And that was a bit of kicking the balls, to be honest. Along with not getting the characters. So then the game developed into my 6 units of cavalry trying to take out his 8 units of cavalry.
Yeah.
While I was hiding in my infantry in the wood. Because obviously my infantry is good, but the fucking swarms can't stand up to boar boys.
No, and you want him to lose his break in his orc warriors than his boar riders.
So I was trying to get my cavalry into his infantry.
Yeah.
Obviously he doesn't want that to happen. And he's trying to get his cavalry into mine.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I don't know about that. So it was a bit of a like a Morris dance. We just kind of chasing each other around.
Did the game finish? Or did
it I lost to 1.5 break. So I got 8.5 of his, he got 9 of mine. Because I only had 9 to give, don't
I? Meaty game.
Oh, yeah. Fucking brutal game.
Yeah.
I was the most bloodthirsty person at the event, like, points-wise.
Good.
Victory points-wise. Got fucking got millions of victories. Yeah. Every game was a bloodbath.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Well, it sounds like you might have won that game, then.
Well, he was a bit scared, turn two. Because he's like, shit, if you get this charge off, I've lost. Because I'd already got into his artillery, so in his mind he'd given those up.
Yeah.
And if you lost these three characters, then this game's fucked.
Well, you,
what are you doing with?
So, just run through that character situation again. So you had two units of Wolf Riders, and three characters where that's the only option for them to run back to.
Yeah. On the flank.
Yeah. So you had one move to run the characters over, to scare them into something. And then another move through. And then
no, the first move gets you into 30, and then the second move would run through the character.
Oh, that's your way to set it up. Yeah. So, oof. I mean, he's overcommitted his character there, isn't
he? Yeah, but one thing I will say, I was going to say this for later, but I think we're a little bit gung-ho on early adoption of optional rules. It's all right testing optional rules, but there tends to be, like, they're just kind of adopted without any feedback or force.
What's your point
again? Like the light cavalry. That game, even I would have had to have done 18 wounds, otherwise they'd have got away anyway. Because they're like cavalry. Wolf Riders are the very fucking definition of light cavalry.
Yeah, exactly. But it gives them a purpose, doesn't it? Yeah, but then you chase them with flyers.
Or
you put your flyers behind.
But the reason I'm talking about it is because there was a build that I didn't play against in this tournament that was a light cavalry build.
Fantastic. I'd love to see it. What army? What race? Kislev. Brilliant.
12.
Yeah, because they're
how do you fucking chase 12 units down?
Well, it's hard, but you're like.
With what?
They didn't win the tournament, did they?
No, yeah, but that might be more to do with the player's experience than the list.
Okay.
So if you've got 12 units of light cavalry shooting 30, they've got 6 of armour, whatever. Yeah. How the fuck are you going to chase all these wankers down?
It's going to be difficult, yeah.
And they're all. You run into them. Yeah. They're fucking shooting the shit out of you.
But how did they deal with infantry hiding in a wood?
Well, stand up for and shoot the fuckers.
Exactly.
But I'm not shooting. I'm not shooting.
Cheap enough. Yeah. Like. I mean. Yeah. I hear what you're saying, but no. That
actually. I used to have 3 units of Elven Reavers.
Yeah.
Putting an unbelievable amount of firepower on a short facing.
Ah, it's fine. I'd love to play that army. That'd be cool.
But okay, cool. But yeah. Why is it now that there's no? It's not even discussed. This like cavalry rule. It's just like
it's good.
But is it better than the rule that was there before?
Yes. Well, which wasn't anything, was it? But no, it is better.
Well, why can medium cavalry not challenge them? Why does it have to be light cavalry? Because medium cavalry have fuck all role.
Yeah,
the only role they have is I don't have access to chariots.
But that is the next step of development, isn't it? Is it's like, do we then look at this category of medium cavalry and do we give them a discount? Do we make chariots more expensive? Yeah, like that. These are deep dives. These are all.
And also, people were to do some weird shenaniganry with the evade. You got to evade in a straight line.
Yeah, straight line. Yeah.
But anyone can go in any direction.
But they can go in any direction.
Any of them.
Any of.
Them. Any of the light cavalry.
Well, what do you mean? They move.
Well, there's two sets of them. There's ones with 6 up save.
Yes.
And 15. Yeah. And there's ones.
Yeah, with yeah. All that they have. The light. All the evading, it's a straight line. Instead of going directly away from the closest enemy, you just go in a straight line in any direction. It's quite simple.
So I'm sure there are two types of these cavalry.
Yeah, there is. I mean, but it's down.
They don't have the exact same rules. One of them has a second.
Yeah, it's second part of it.
Which is what?
I'd have to put it up on the internet.
Is it one that can't be chased and one that can be?
I'll use my phone.
You're not allowed to use your phone, sir. So we just talk about shit, sir, while I'm fucking looking this out.
Can I make some dark elves?
No. You may not, sir. So I've got to look at these.
Busted my balls here, Baron.
Back around my balls. He's chewing my balls. So anyway, I'm not saying in any way, shape, or form that optional rules aren't a good thing, and that you can certainly run with them. But it's the complete and utter adoption of all the optional rules.
But that's down to tournament organisers, isn't it?
I'm not sure they're going to be fucking in my purest thing in Bruno.
Well, like, you better tell people before the event.
If it doesn't say optional rules are in, they're not.
apologise what we are, what you are doing for that.
The rules.
Because people are asking me, coming like,
I'm the one asking you.
It's like, it's Barry's thing.
That's fucking dumb, mate.
I'm just in
the. See, it's not even in the fucking rule book.
Yeah, because it's.
That's what I'm telling you about. It's not even in the fucking rule book.
Well, you could go to the optional rules section.
I'm in the optional rules section. It's not in the fucking book.
That's Battlefields. Oh yeah, it's in the army section, isn't it? Yeah. Go to War Master Armies. Yeah, go to War Master Armies.
So we just do something completely different. Yeah, let's go to War Master Armies now.
Yeah, War Master Armies.
I've got right at the end of these.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's nothing here.
Well, no, but like, because you haven't gone to the end of it.
That's the end of the fucking box, sir.
There it is, there. No. You've gone past it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't like it when
balls,
right?
I like having trial rules, right?
Carry 6 points the invading any direction, Australia. Well,
oh, so it is those shorter ones.
So, furthermore, when fighting to the front, it can even be sued by other light cavalry. So, the light cavalry with 30 range can be chased.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
So the Kislevs,
I'm trying to explain to you, right, so nobody properly understands this rule yet.
What's
right? Because it's they don't even know where to find it for a start.
Oh, it's in the army's book.
Right, okay, so now we know it's in the army's book and it's on page 77.
Yeah.
So Phil was arguing with people and other people and they're calling Janus and he didn't know. And it's like there are two different types of light cavalry. But in people's minds, they're all getting spliced into one.
Mm-hmm.
I've never felt as bad winning a game of Warmaster as I did.
Bad?
Yet. Bad.
Why?
Bad, sir.
Why?
So, I set up in the best way I know.
Who are you playing? What are you playing? Declan's Empire.
Fucking hell. You know
Declan's Empire. Shooting Empire.
Oh, really? Yeah. Lot of shooting. So, he sits down and he says, I've got six halberdiers.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Six crossbows.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Four handgunners. Ooh, upgrade.
That's six more units than you need.
So 10 units of shooters. Two flagellants, two skirmishers which go on handgunners, I think. Three pistoliers.
More shooters.
Hellbusters with two cannon.
Yeah.
Right. He's going to fucking blast the living fuck out of me. So I get my spawn in a big long line.
Yeah.
Like ancient skirmish.
Holding your hands.
A whole brigade. Like 12 stands long. Yeah, just push it forward and let him blow the fuck out of it.
Yeah.
So over the course of 3 turns while I was trying to move forward, he was fucking shooting.
Yeah, sure.
Down to one stand, and then I grow it back to two stands, and then you get something and grow it back. Yeah. And I must have regrown 4 or 5 stands.
Lovely.
This is the dream.
Yeah.
So then he realised I should just charge.
You just attack it.
with crossbowmen.
Yeah.
And as soon as he did that, surprise, surprise, my screen disappeared. He did manage to get one cannonball off, he was supposed to, obviously I put screen in the way, but he missed the screen. I had one spawn at this point. I'd move a spawn back to cover a brigade of infantry.
Yeah.
So I'm in line to minimise the cannon.
Yeah.
But a cannon still ruined me, man. So he hit the spawn, he's not caring about the spawn, then he did 4-4-3.
Oh. Right. Same unit?
No, we're in line.
Oh, in line, yeah.
So stand. Oh my god! That's on the bounds!
Better regrow these demons.
Well, we did regrow, obviously. And, I forgot to mention, game one, your rock stars, what were they called?
Demonic beasts.
0 attacks. Can you guess why?
Why?
Because they got get off every fucking time.
Yeah.
They were nowhere near the battle.
Yeah.
Nowhere near. Because having movement 20 means they're infantry when they get stuck in. So you've got to move them forward and then you've got the shitty infantry order.
So you've taken the demonic greater demon, he's fly, so he'd been straight back into the order. He got home back.
He could have gone back and then straight back.
So he'd have been a better choice.
He would have been.
Anyway, so you are playing Declans.
And I'm trying to move forward.
Yep.
Maybe while keep myself away from the cannon
and
get to his millions of shooters.
Yep.
Literally millions of them.
And
he is blowing the living fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I've got half units everywhere. I'm running for instability all the time. Non-stop. And we get to the point, I think it's like the end of game, sort of maybe 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And I'm down to 2 break. And I've got 3 halves on the board.
Yeah. Okay. So what? Half a break left.
And this is after my instability support.
Yeah.
Half a fucking break left.
Yep.
He has 7 break left.
Right.
and I had to get all of that this turn.
Yeah.
So it was like the, you know, the crazy Blood Bowl turn where you're like two up.
Long bomb. Diving catch. Bounce off the crowd.
So it was like 8-6, 8-5.
You did it?
Oh yeah, everything got in. My whole army got in. Including the demonic beasts. And it all got shot on the way in, committed all my characters, put the fucking 30 centimeter bubble of fire, and I got like to the last fucking dice roll.
And he didn't do enough counter
damage. He didn't do any damage back. It was like...
Poor Declan.
As the turn progressing, it was like, you can't win this.
Yeah.
You cannot win this from being like...
Oh, poor Declan.
7 great went in a turn and I lost nothing. Apart from like a stand.
Even like a half break or something.
It was fucking nuts. It was totally fucking nuts. And even the general won the game at the end because he went into. I got my flyers into the side of his artillery and put the general in. And so I won by half a break.
Wow. But if anyone who could take a loss well would be Declan.
He did take it remarkably well. I'm not sure I'd have taken it. Because he had me like with his foot on my throat the whole game. I just wasn't in the game. Yeah. I was getting annihilated.
Brilliant.
It was brilliant. And then game 2, I played Gus, who played Phil in game 1.
Ooh.
Phil was playing Britannia, wasn't he? And Gus was playing Ogres, Blackgate Ogres.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck hell, Phil. Because Phil normally ruins me when I try and play Ogres.
Yeah.
And he said, well, what he did, Gus, he just castled up.
Huh.
So then I ran my chaff in, as you would, being Britannian, Mr. Britannia, I'd run.
And I threw my chaff dice, as it were.
And then we start looking at the clock, there's hardly any time left. So red doesn't matter at this point.
No.
Because I've given away 1,000 points in chaff, and the ogres have lost virtually nothing.
What?
Because Phil's army's like massive chaff based, isn't it?
So
he's given away all his chaff.
Oh, you play.
So I'm talking about the Phil's game.
Phil's game, sorry.
Phil gave away all his chaff.
Yeah.
To the castling ogres. And then by the time he realised he had to actually win, all he had left was knights, and he was hundreds of points behind, and he couldn't catch up and lost. So I knew that potentially Gus was going to bunker up.
Yeah.
So I obviously, like, he was in one corner, castled up, that's a strategy.
Yeah.
So then it's all about me getting some pieces and getting ahead on the board, and then retreating.
Yeah.
So he exposed the Yeti, and he exposed his rock lobbers. Two orders with fires you can get virtually anywhere.
Because
that's a million miles away.
Yeah.
So home back order you can go. So I got all these rock lobbers and then I managed to get his Yeti. So that's like nearly 300 points.
Mm.
And then I just moved back.
Right.
Because like I've got all my army intact, in a massive battle line across the board.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you're going to have to come out now, Mr. Ogre, because you've already lost that.
Yeah, right.
So then he had to bring stuff out, like he brought out his rhinox, and they did some damage, but then they got swallowed up.
Yeah.
And then I regrew some stuff, and then wait for the next wave.
Next one.
So towards the kind of middle and end of the game, I finally, for the first time in the game, got the fucking beasts into combat.
Because
they were waiting for the ogres to come to them. And then they use initiative and go on the flank.
Yeah.
And destroy it.
Destroy it.
Because what are you going to score? It's like, you've got 21 attacks plus a fighting character in your flank.
Boom!
Boom!
Yeah, vaporized.
And then they went into another one. Boom! Yeah. So I managed to get in this, because his build was 4 bulls, 4 nobblers, 2... Iron Guts, Yeti, Rhinox, Gorger, Lead Belcher, 2 Scrap Launchers, a Hero and on a Bull, a Butcher on a Bull, and a General. So it's a bit like a bit of everything. So I managed to get both the Hero and the Butcher on the Bull.
Yeah.
And like I've never got so many points. I think it was like fucking 1,220 or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, there came a point in the game where it was just like, it was an avalanche, because once he had to come out, then he just got enveloped, because he couldn't come out as one, he had to come out kind of piecemeal, because he's using infantry, and what's the problem with infantry? Rolling 8-6.
Yeah, 8-6, yeah.
And if you don't roll 8-6, then you're set up for me to initiative charge you.
So, and that put you into third?
It did.
Mm-hmm.
It did.
So, well done. Yeah, I just want to quickly just as a point out here is the so we've already said what the army list was that won, and the second place guy was Ian with an empire list, which sounds very familiar, like as in terms of a type nature of how it's built. I've got it here: 4 halberdiers, 4 crossbowmen, 2 flagellants, a hellblaster, 2 cannons, a general, then 2 heroes and 2 griffins, sword of fight, vate and might, and 2 wizards, 1 with ring of magic. So there, if you compare the first and second lists, they're as similar, really, as can be. Well, in terms of, well, no, 2...
One's got fucking artillery.
But they've both got artillery.
Yeah, but one must
have worked. They've gone for minimum infantry, and they've gone for then as much, as best cavalry as they can get, and 2 terracors and characters. That's pretty. They are very similar builds. You know, they're 2 different races, but that is like that. You can't really criticise them as lists in terms of like are they good lists? Because yes they are. Like the, I mean,
But you've got to use against cavalry based lists. You have to use terrain.
Yeah,
you can't be caught in the open with infantry against cavalry.
My point was, it's just that there's two of the oldest armies in the game. With 2 very similar builds, both doing well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was 3 rounds and no scenarios, was it? Just straight games.
So do you want to do last to first?
Yeah. So last was Paul Godbold with Orcs. So what is it? So he won the London GT with High Elves, and then he's come last with Orcs.
But they're a different animal.
Different animal, aren't they? I think, you know.
You can't expect them to do anything you want apart from final initiative.
That's really interesting because that shows it's like, you know, the difference, I guess, in like some armies are better than others, isn't it?
I could easily come last with all.
Yeah.
Or win.
Or win. So a guy called Carol Kay with Empire.
He's one of the Scottish boys.
A Declan with his Empire. I do like Empire. Christopher Orr with a crazy Skaven list. Like,
I don't know what the fuck. He had like 7 heroes or something.
And yeah, well, that's not normal, but it was 10 rat swarms.
7 heroes? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's I'd take that. Yeah, like.
What?
Yeah.
It's like a quarter of your army.
No, it was the 10 rat swarms he took, which was just like, oh my god, what are they, you know, going.
They did cost 80 points each, don't they, the heroes, or 70?
Yeah, the standard heroes. Yeah, so. That, he, yeah, I'd like. Yeah, his build was. Just a different scale. I've never tried that before. Ryan K with Kislev,
which was the crazy light cavalry.
Gus O with Ogres.
Yeah.
Callum C with Bretts. Jeff P with Gobos, Goblins. Paul B with Araby. Steve P with Vampire Counts. Phil with Bretts. You with Demons. Ian with Empire and Ross with Orcs Goblins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Janus ran a tidy ship, as you'd expect.
Yeah.
No problem, everything went smoothly.
Did you miss not playing scenarios?
No.
Okay.
But it does allow for, like, you can build, like, stereotypical arms. Yeah. You don't have to worry about
anything else. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well,
yeah, I mean. There's a reason why pitched battle is the scenario, isn't it? Because
it allows you to play the game.
Yeah, it allows you to play the game. There's enough bearings in the game.
Okay, that's fair enough. Yeah, like, yeah, all right. It's a shame I wasn't there, and but then you couldn't go to the evening thing in the afterwards because you said Phil had to get back. But I imagine most of the others probably did.
Yeah, and we had an exchange student that had already pushed by luck.
Yeah,
like Joe was, obviously as women did, they got like the house plans on. They wanted to tidy the house on the day before. And I'm gone all day.
Yeah.
So I couldn't imagine.
But I will take, unless I get the Skaven all finished, that to a build that I'd want to take, I will take, because I haven't used, I'd like to take Demons to the one in December. Yeah, that's the next Warmaster tournament.
Mm. Well, it might be a very similar list to this.
It depends on you, doesn't it, really?
I have some infantry, but you're not going to have that many infantry, maybe. You might have your infantry, but I don't think we'll get any further than that.
Well, even if I had more infantry to take, I could do a different build then.
The infantry are good.
Yeah, the infantry are good. The infantry are like, they are very good.
But like Saurus, don't worry about.
That's
pretty good.
Pretty good.
Really great. My feedback on the demons is A, instability is fucking hard work. Like, really, 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 yeah, really.
Half the results
really,
are bad.
Really,
like,
well,
your best result is they are normal.
Really?
Yeah, like.
So, I've just remembered something about how I lost game 1.
Yeah. Instability?
Yeah, instability table. But, not like you think. So. I needed to get 2 break, and I had
very little left to give, half a break or something. Uh-huh. And the way I was going to do it was a couple of orders and hit something in the flank with my infantry. But what actually happened, on my instability table, I rolled a 6 and the fucking single stand charge.
The charge, yeah, yeah.
Six against Ross, and they fucking single stand ran into a fucking shit. It was like, what's that? 2 units of ball boys in the front.
It's not going well.
With one fucking stand.
You never cast summon demons on the same unit in the same time.
No, because that's a leg against
the game. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you never did that. Yeah.
But the instability thing is harsh.
Yes. But it's good. I love it as a set rule set.
And even when I was playing it, in the first game, not using the bad table, the worst table, it was still fucking bad. Like, really bad.
Well, you gotta be pleased, because to take that demon list and get 2 wins out of it.
The biggest problem is, I think the new rule is, like, on a 2 or 3, you're confused.
Yes, that's right.
Now, if you've lost a stand, you roll a...
It's an egg one, so...
So you roll a 1 or a 2, you're gone.
Yes.
You roll a 3 or 4, you're confused.
Yeah.
So it's only a 5 or a 6, you can actually do anything.
Yeah, you're normal, yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you're one stand, you can't... No, hang on, how did you charge that one stand?
It rolled a fucking 6.
Well, yeah, but neg 1 off it. You shouldn't have charged.
Oh, God damn it. God damn it, stability table! See, I didn't realise how close to 6 and then...
You can't get the result with one stand.
And wouldn't it be confused? Oh...
It could have actually...
I could have been someone. I could have been a contender.
That cost you the game?
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
So you played an illegal move?
Well, I'm sure Ross doesn't mind. So when you're down to one stand, there's only 1/3 of the time you can do anything.
Yeah.
And one thing you want to do is initiative evade the fuck away with your one stand.
It's just most of the time you won't be able to.
Yeah, well, 1/3 of the time you're going to be destroyed.
Barry, you should have read your rules, shouldn't you?
1/3 of the time you're going to be confused, which you might as well be fucking destroyed.
So if you had beaten Ross, that would have been quite a game, that would have been quite different, wouldn't it?
I'd have probably lost to Declan, really. Yeah. My luck was repaid in the second game.
Yeah, it sounds like you got lucky to win.
Big time, Charlie. Yeah. So, they're good at demons.
Yeah.
But they're very, very hard. Mid to late game, like, really, it's like dreadful. You can't plan anything. You can't plan move. You can't even plan what troops you're gonna have on the fucking board. So even if you've lost a one stand, half the time,
you don't
it's getting worse.
Yeah, it's getting worse. It's like confused.
Or you lose another stand.
Deleting. Yeah.
There's a problem with every fucking one that's lost a stand.
But it's good. That's fantastic for a demon. Like, it'd be so easy to make them overpowered.
Oh, fuck, if they didn't have so instability, easy. They'd so be easy. Horrible, wouldn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, so easy to do that because, the abuse of them, it's been done plenty of times before.
Yeah, you've got all lots of natural built-in stuff. But Paul's looking to watch. Don't forget about Bruno in February. New prizes are being added. Player support stuff.
Yeah.
Next time, we're going to be talking about something. Don't know what it is.
Well, it's about time we need a YouTube game.
Well, it is, yeah. But we need more than 1 hour.
I can give that. Like, okay. Yeah, just we can do it.
Enjoy your game tonight.
Yeah, I will.
This is War Master Podcast, episode 129. Paul Scrinadador, say goodbye.
Bye.
Would you like to know more?